This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is someone who knows all about the state reopening. Things are opening. People want to come through the doors. Christine Castingway, the interim director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. Christine, good morning. Thank you for joining me. And the state is opening.
Yes, good morning. We are open and ready to welcome all of our Connecticut visitors and residents in to have some fun.
And there's going to be a little bit of a deal that's coming up for a lot of the Connecticut residents with a lot of museums opening and doing some free admission for kids.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to help launch the Connecticut Summer at the Museum program. It is running from July 1st through September 6th. This will enable all Connecticut children, the age 18 and under, plus one accompanying adult, free admission to participating museums. And when we say museums, we mean there are over 90 museums every corner of the state that are participating. They include art museums, children's museums, historic sites, aquariums, science centers, and zoos, and so much more.
That was one of the things I was looking at the list last night, and I was surprised how many, I mean, I've lived here all my life, but I was just surprised how many museums we have from coast to mountain range and coast to coast here in Connecticut.
Absolutely. There is so much to see and do in Connecticut, and this program really gives us a way to help our children get out, re-engage, learn, and have fun as they start preparing to enter their next school year. The full list of all of these museums is on ctsummermuseums.com. And what's great about that page is that they are on there by county. So you could go in and look specifically at what county you're in or the county that you're interested in visiting. And we really encourage families to get out and explore not only what's in their backyard, but certainly what might be on the other side of the state that they didn't even know was available to them.
And that's one thing, you know, people in Connecticut, I don't want to say have become a little bit jaded, but we have. We don't live in a very large state. To go from one end of the state to the other does not take, you know, days in hotel stays. You can do a nice road trip in the state, see multiple things, and explore this tiny little great state of Connecticut.
Absolutely. So, yes. Rediscover an old hidden gem that you enjoyed previously, maybe as a younger student yourself in Connecticut, or discover new things with your family. But the most important thing is that we all get out and explore and have fun. And while you're at a museum taking in that family experience, you're also going to get hungry. And Connecticut has fabulous restaurants across the state that are offering all sorts of unique dining experiences, and we really hope families get out and enjoy. And some may also decide to take in a hike or go on a bike ride. We have beautiful state parks and beaches that are also all free to Connecticut residents. In addition, there are many lodging properties across the state, so if you decide to be spontaneous and make that day trip into an overnight so that you can partake in extra fun and see other attractions throughout the state. There are family resorts, bed and breakfast inns, and as you might know, a campsite or two along the way to also accommodate your family.
You know, that's one thing. It is a tiny little state, but there is so much to offer for people, you know, traveling through the state, or if you live in the state, there's all those little things, you know, we've all talked about, oh, I'd love to go visit this place or that place, and there might be right in your backyard. And I mean, looking at the list, ironically, one of them, it's, you know, I live in Bristol, we camp in East Hampton, the American Clock and Watch Museum, right there in Bristol. I drive by it all the time. We've never been, unfortunately. This is one of those perks of living in Connecticut, and you know, a lot of these places, like we said about this interview, free admission for kids under 18. Now's the time to hit these places up. Go experience what you have, not just in your own backyard that you've been missing out, but anywhere in the state. And like you said, the whole road trip idea, you know, go somewhere, stop. There's all the, you always see them online, the Connecticut ice cream trail or the Connecticut pizza trail or this thing or that thing. Do these things and get out, enjoy Connecticut. You know, once the weather's nice, it might be hot, it might be cold, but there's plenty of indoor things, plenty of outdoor things you can do to accommodate the weather. Connecticut has so much going for it. So let's get a little bit into you now. You're the interim director of the Connecticut Office of Tourism. What does that mean to you, Connecticut tourism?
Absolutely. So Connecticut tourism, I like to say, is the umbrella of all there is to see and do in Connecticut. So tourism really is like what we've been talking about, Joey. It is the museums. It is the art galleries. It is the family amusement parks. It is also all of the lodging establishments across the state. In addition to our state parks and beautiful beaches that we have to offer, it is those linear trails that we all go running on or biking on. And certainly it is restaurants. And the other thing that's really exciting that we should also keep an eye on is events. Events are coming back on the calendar and it feels so good, right? So whether it's your local fair that you missed out on last year, or it's the Oyster Festival that's always been a family tradition to go to, those things are coming back on our calendar. And, you know, the best way to keep track of everything that Connecticut has going on is really to visit ctvisit.com. And believe me, I use this as a tool to keep my own family organized and planning ahead. And we highly encourage everyone to plan ahead a little bit. A lot of the museums are encouraging advanced ticketing, you know, just making that reservation online, making sure that you're going to have a positive experience when you get there. Make those reservations. People are excited to get out and explore. There is a pent-up demand for tourism, for leisure travel. And that is very, very encouraging for our state, for our economic recovery. And we're really here just to promote tourism overall, everything that there is, like you said, to see and do in this great state. And I think what you hit on just a moment ago, it's that proximity, right? So we are a relatively smaller state. So that offers us the ability to travel less and experience more. You could do more in that one day. You could start maybe paddleboarding, you know, down in Old Lyme, and then take in a hike or a sunset, you know, up in the Litchfield Hills later on in the day. You can make all of that happen in one day, or make it an overnight and add on more activities.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we've done that here with my family. We're looking at, you know, because we're in East Hampton camping, and those, you know, days like we're talking today, recording this on a Friday in the rain, there's those things that, you know, you want to get out. We've been stuck inside so long that we want to get out. There is, like you said, that pent up expectations to enjoy life again. We want to be one with other people. We want to be out and about enjoying things. And, you know, the Connecticut tourism has done a great job over the past year and change. Everyone took a hit. We can be honest with that. Tourism, unfortunately, people weren't traveling, but now's the time to get back out, support Connecticut, support the local businesses. You know, Connecticut is definitely one of those states that supports local businesses. Your neighbor owns that shop, or, you know, they're the ones at the flea markets and having the tag sales. You can get out, visit those things. You know, it's one of those states that people, it's still, I don't want to say it's an old colloquialism, but people are still nutmeggers. We want to get out. We want to be friendly. Mm-hmm. We want to experience things together as people. And this is one of those times where people are getting a little frustrated sitting at home, you could say, and wanting to get out and visit these places that they haven't. And like you said, you know, those festivals, those fairs, they're all coming back now. And the past year and a half doing this show, finding those things that were still going on to keep people entertained, to keep people learning. A lot of things went virtual, but there's just something about doing something in person versus virtual.
Absolutely. I think, you know, again, our tourism industry here in Connecticut was remarkable. The way everybody had pivot and offer their services in a new way, whether it was our restaurant industry now offering curbside to go or takeout when they previously didn't, and all these virtual experiences that many of our museums and art galleries and attractions still offered that outlet to our residents, to our families, to feel connected. And the fact that we have all together as a state stayed safe and started to become vaccinated is why we're now able to have this great summer right in front of us. And that was also why when we went to launch our marketing campaign for this summer, after a year of having to say no to so much, we were so happy to be able to say yes. So we launched Say Yes to Connecticut. Say yes to going out with your family and friends, getting together with your neighbors, and going out to eat and enjoying some patio dining or in-house dining experiences, and making those plans to visit all the great attractions. You know, it was a long year, and it's because of the steps we took that we are all at this point now. And again, we just want to encourage everyone to get out, explore, have some fun, definitely visit the museums this summer, take advantage of this family promotion. It really is, you know, at the heart of what our administration, Governor Lamont, has always said. You know, he really is committed to giving children and families equitable access to opportunities to really get everyone to re-engage and learn every day as we move forward into our next school year. And that's what it's all about.
That's definitely what it's all about. And joining me again this morning, Christine Castingway, the Interim Director, Connecticut Office of Tourism. Christine, thank you for joining me on this holiday weekend. I hope you and yours have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy some great food and family time together, because just like the museums are offering, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.